Many faiths, one humanity. British philosopher and historian Arnold Toynbee believes that religion is the perennial need for humanity. He stated, "I do not believe that any human being has ever been without religion or ever can be. To feel reverence and awe seems to be one of the inborn instincts of human beings." A conversation with Tan Dr. Mahathir. The Venerable Master Ching Kong was once asked by Dr. Mahathir whether he thinks this world will ever have peace. The Venerable Master answered with certainty that peace and harmony can be achieved if four conditions were filled. But it all begins with mutual cooperation and harmony among religions. Let's now look into the details of these four conditions and find out why religious harmony is the foremost condition. Religion in a Chinese perspective. The Chinese word for religion is zhong jiao. Zhong means vital, important, and revered. Jiao means education, teachings, and transformation. When combined, zhong jiao means vital education, important teachings, and revered transformation of humanity that is based on a foundation of love and benevolence, moral ethics, virtue, and causality. Universal values for peace need not be reinvented as we stand on the shoulders of giants, our ancestors. Throughout the history of formal education in Europe, values were the cornerstone of learning, and the providers of education were religious centers. A combination of Confucianism, Taoism, and Buddhism formed the foundation of Chinese culture until the early 20th century. The development and practice of values conducive for peace was part of every aspect of society, and love and benevolence are the essence of every religion. Let's take a moment to stop and reflect on the beautiful quotes from the different religions. Back in the early 90s, the late Dr. Masaru Emoto started studying water by freezing droplets and taking photographs of the ice crystals. In 2005, he presented his international research at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Inspired by Dr. Emoto's experiments, the independent and not-for-profit Huayan Water Research Laboratory has been studying water 2010 with the aim of providing fresh perspectives for our efforts for peace. Having independently verified Dr. Emoto's findings, Huayan Water Research has gone on to further explore how water responds to a broad range of information, from text and images to smells and sounds. The results show that water responds very differently to different information. Positive thoughts generally translate into more complete, brighter, and relatively ordered ice crystal shapes. Here are the beautiful ice crystals after water was separately exposed to symbols of 10 religions. The four integrative methods from Buddhism. Since 1998, the Venerable Master Ching Kong began to work with community and faith leaders in Singapore for the promotion of religious harmony. He used the four integrative methods from Buddhism as a guide. In modern terms, it is comparable to guidelines for public relations. They are the practice of giving, words of kindness, beneficial acts, and collaboration. In particular, traveling together proves to be most effective. Religious leaders are usually very busy and occupied with their own work and have little time to see each other. But when they're traveling together, they have to set everything aside. They spend most of the day together, and can talk about everything. Stronger friendships are built as a result. On the exhibition board are photos of the Venerable Master with religious leaders at different events. Interfaith harmony cannot be just a formality. It must be based on friendship and learning from each other's religious teachings. First, it should begin with a course on morality and virtue in the hope that people can practice goodness in their everyday life. It is the Venerable Master's vision that every religion compiles a selection of 360 excerpts from its holy texts to facilitate learning for those with a busy life. Reading the 360 enables one to learn the essence of the ancient sages' teachings within the shortest time possible. If every religion could launch a 360, then all the religions will be able to learn from each other, through which they will realize that the truth and wisdom universal and the world's religions are indeed one family. If the followers of each religion can act according to their religion's teachings and are able to work with others in harmony, then this will unquestionably bring everlasting peace to the world. There have been successful models of intercultural and interfaith harmony in China since ancient times. There is a famous stele in China of the title In Praise of the Three Teachings and Nine Schools of Thought. What's inscribed on the stele will tell you about China's success on interfaith harmony from the past. Such wealth of experience can also offer relevant references for society today. Toowoomba is a successful model. Toowoomba is a beautiful garden city of Australia with a population of 120,000. The population comes from various countries around the world, with over 80 ethnic groups, 100 different spoken languages, and over 10 religions. Despite the diversity of culture, customs, and religious beliefs, Toowoomba's residents treat one another like family and they live in harmony. About 4 years ago, faith leaders along with representatives from the community proposed to build a model city of peace and harmony in Toowoomba. Together, everyone worked hard towards this common goal, and there have been pleasing results. For 3 consecutive years, delegates from Toowoomba's different segments of society have been making reports on the results of their work on this project at UNESCO, and there was much positive feedback. So what's so special about this garden city, and what method and strategy have been used to facilitate the making of a model city? You can learn about Toowoomba's journey right here. Is ancient Chinese philosophy still applicable and relevant to modern world? The last section of this exhibition shows us successful models over the years, from the study of Tang Chi Town to the traditional Chinese culture-inspired corporate, all of which have brought great happiness and benefits to the people of those places. An old Chinese proverb says, "Helping the world to achieve lasting peace is every man's responsibility." This saying remains true even in times of advanced technology and well-developed transportation like today. In fact, peace is needed now more than ever. Living in a global village, we are closely interrelated to each other. Each person has an impact on the whole and bears part of the responsibility for the welfare of the global village. Helping to realize world harmony and peace is the moral duty of every person. Dear friends, this brings us to the end of the exhibition. We hope it has been an informative and enriching experience for you. May our world be blessed with peace and harmony always.